He's only a math guy. He's not an Alex.
SUNY Chancellor Christina Johnson was greeted on the final leg of her campus tour at NCCC by their mascot, Trip the Wolf. The chancellor and mascot tossed a blue SUNY ball back and forth. Chancellor Johnson says one of the things she did discuss with NCCC's interim president, William Morabito, was student safety.
How do you continue to keep students safe, but then recognize perhaps an issue in a classroom with a student or any type of problems? What are you providing?
So that's another great question. Last year, I wasn't here last year, but the legislature gave us $300,000 for telecounseling, mental health telecounseling. So we piloted this year 10 campuses linked in with that, and the legislature then we're generous enough to get $600,000 to double that. So I think one of the things we have to do is use current technology to make sure that students that need help get the help, and that students that are recognized as in need of help have the community help them get help. So again, it comes back to putting safety first and then providing resources so that students and faculty and staff can get the help that we need.
NCCC's interim leader explained how they're getting ready to have peace officers armed on campus.
In SUNY, you have the state-operated and you have the community colleges. All of the state-operated campuses are armed with university police. And more than half of the community colleges have moved toward peace officers and armed. So we are right with where the other campuses are going. And I would expect in a couple of years, there are two or three right now are considering it. So I would say we're all going to be there in a year or so.
Chancellor Johnson conducted a tour of the NCCC campus as part of her mission to visit all 64 campuses. It was the chancellor's first visit to the college since Morabito took over when the former president retired back in April of 2017, accused of mishandling a reported case of sexual assault on the campus. WBFO News asked Chancellor Johnson and the interim leader about how the college has moved forward.
One of the things I was very impressed with President Morabito is that the first thing he talked about was safety. Safety first, personal safety, and then making sure that students get a great education. So I think the thing that we look for is great leadership. And so I know that our current president is interim, but he is going to put this place in such great shape, it's going to attract fabulous leaders to follow on.
What protocols now are in place by the campus that would make a big difference for you?
You need to practice those things. We'll have training sessions in the fall on how we handle situations of how you deal with the alleged victim, how do you deal with police agencies, how do you deal with the campus in terms of notifying the campus and such. Those are all important lessons that we will engage the campus with and what we've learned from it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.